Number 16, compare and contrast orthogonal and non-orthogonal two-factor designs and tell why the latter occur. What are the analytic consequences of having a non-orthogonal design, and how is this situation similar to the common situation in multiple regression analyses? What is the analyst to do? Orthogonal designs, also known as equal N or proportional N designs, occur when we have, ready yourselves, equal N across the conditions of the factorial or proportional N across the conditions of the factorial. When you have equal or conditional or proportional N, then if you correlate the two IVs, they're uncorrelated, which is what orthogonal means. Non-orthogonal factorial designs, also known as unequal N or unproportional N factorial designs, occur when you have different cell sizes that are non-proportional. And if you correlate IV1 and IV2, they will be correlated. Or to borrow multiple regression language, collinear. What are the analytic consequences of having a non-orthogonal design? Because the independent variables are non-orthogonal or collinear, there may be a difference between bivariate analyses, looking at the relationship between the IVs and the DVs, and the contribution of those IVs to a multivariate analysis. So when we have correlated predictors in regression, we might find a difference between the correlations between predictors and the criterion and multiple regression weights of those predictors in a multiple regression model. In other words, there's a difference between the bivariate question and the multivariate question, because the multivariate question is the contribution of each predictor controlling for the others in the model. Where that plays out in non-orthogonal factorial designs is that comparing marginal mean differences is parallel to doing simple correlations. It's a bivariate analysis that ignores the other variables in the model. Whereas the F-test in a factorial, the F-test for the main effect in a factorial is a multivariate analysis. It asks if that IV contributes to the model after controlling for the other IV in the interaction. And so the real annoying consequence in most statistical packages is that the F tests for the main effects don't test the marginal means for those main effects that they give you. Instead, the F tests are testing the corrected or estimated marginal mean differences after correcting those mean differences for the other IV in the interaction. What is the analyst to do? Just like before, when your bivariate model and your multivariate model give you different stories about the importance of the variable, believe the multivariate model. It's a complicated world, and so on average, more complicated models are more likely to be accurate.